Hey guys, this is Tom, W5KUB, from Amateur Radio Roundtable. You might notice my voice is still improving. It's not totally back yet, but I'm going to try to give you guys a quick update here. I want to talk to you about our balloon launch. You know, about 14 days ago, we launched a balloon, and we didn't know how it was going to react. It was kind of a test balloon. And we've had pretty good results with it. The test balloon was just a standard 3-foot wide Mylar party balloon, and it had Bill Brown's Skytracker WB8ELK, and Bill actually launched it for us from Huntsville, Alabama. So if you want to track our balloons, just go to W5KUB.com and click on the menu where it says balloon, and then you have a couple options on that page to track our balloon. So let me tell you a little about this balloon. It was a test using the Mylar party balloon. It had hydrogen gas, and it had the Skytracker. The whole payload weight is less than 12 ounces. That's about the same weight as 2 US quarters. So anyway, it was launched 14 days ago, and we tracked it over South Carolina and out over the ocean there, and it took a southward bound direction, went down below Puerto Rico and Dominican Republic. Now, the last tracking that we had was from the Dominican Republic. The balloon then turned, and it started going across the ocean. With APRS, we don't have tracking capability, so it was in the blind while we went across the ocean, and then it went across Africa. Well, the problem is Africa has zero APRS receivers, so we didn't get any track across Africa. So we didn't know, is it up, is it down? We kept looking at the predictions and figured out about when it should show up again, and sure enough, it did show up. It popped up in China. China has quite a few APRS locations. So we tracked it across China and across to Japan. And when it got to the southeast of Japan, we ran into some major storms. The weather was really bad. The balloon hit a storm. Storms normally kill these little party balloons, but we're still hoping that ours makes it. So last night I was watching it, and I was every 2 minutes the APRS sends its altitude, and I was watching the altitude, and I saw it go from 20,000 feet to 18 and 17, 16,000, you know, 15, 14. I saw it go down, you know, 12,000, 11,000. And I'm thinking, oh man, it's going down. We're going to lose our balloon. This is the end of it. But then I was watching it, and it started going back up. You know, 11,000, 12,000, 14,000, 15. So I kept watching it and realized that it was going up and down. That's because it was in the storms, and it's fighting the storms right now. So the last communications we had with the balloon and the tracking was just off the east coast of Japan, where it was down to 11,588 feet. Now, we lost communication, so there's no APRS. So it could still be going. It could honestly, if it gets out of the storm, it could go back up to 30,000 feet and head on across the ocean. We don't know because we lost track. We do know it got down to 11,500 feet, but that's the last contact we had. We're hoping that it continues to go back up and continues to go east. So the prediction models show that it should go near Hawaii. So the APRS transmitter only has a range of about 250 miles. It's running 25 milliwatts, so that's not a lot of power. But the only tracking station is in Hawaii. So it's going to take 3 days, 3 full days to get to Hawaii. So we're going to be in the dark, radio silence. We don't know if it's up or down. In 3 days, we're going to start looking again and see if Hawaii picks it up. It's very possible it might go a little bit too far north of Hawaii where we don't get any track at all. If that's the case, then the balloon is going to continue across the ocean until it hits the west coast of the U.S., where we will start picking up tracking again. Now, if we don't see it in 3 days in Hawaii, then it's going to be about 10, 11, 12 days, maybe 13 days before it hits the U.S. So we could have a long wait, but we're hoping that it does make it there. When we lost track of it right outside of Japan, it had already traveled 14,000 plus miles, so it's doing very good. And we hope it at least makes one complete circumnavigation of the Earth. And we're well on our way, but we just don't know what this storm did to it. But we got our fingers crossed. So, in the meantime, we're still planning to launch our second balloon, which is a much more high-tech balloon. It's going to fly much higher. It's going to fly at 41,000 feet instead of this balloon's altitude of 30,000. And the balloon we're going to launch in a few weeks is actually made out of sushi wrap. That's right, sushi wrap. That's the same material they wrap the sushi fish in. It's some type of plastic, and there is a scientific company in California that is taking a sushi wrap and making high altitude balloons from it. They're a little costly, but they're a lot better. So we're gonna launch with a sushi balloon. We'll put hydrogen in it. Hydrogen does not leak through the pores of the balloon like helium does. Helium has much smaller molecules, and it can leak a little bit faster. These balloons, the sushi balloon, I think, is capable of possibly staying up 8 months to a year, maybe 12 months, 13 months, 14. It just depends. Again, if storms get in the way, it could bring it down at any time. By flying the next balloon at 41,000 feet, we're going to fly over most of the storms, and we should be able to maintain at altitude most of the directions all the way around the world. Now, you asked, how do you keep it at a certain altitude? Well, it's very scientific. I'm a beginner here, but Bill Brown, the master of high altitude balloons, he's an expert in this. He works for NASA, and he's launched over 500 balloons. And there are calculations and scientific adjustments, and there are charts based on volume of gas and the weight of the payload and all those things. And once you match all that up, you can look at a chart, and you can actually design the balloon to fly at a specific altitude. So we're shooting for 41,000 feet. Now, another improvement we're going to make is, instead of using APRS on the next balloon, we are going to be using Whisper. Now, Whisper will transmit something like 7,000 miles. So you can see if we're over the ocean, it can transmit back its position to just many different countries. So we should get a much better track using Whisper, and we won't lose it for like 10 days at a time. Now, again, these trackers don't have batteries on them. They're solar power only. So they're going to only work during sunlight. So there could be, 10 hours a day that we don't get a track, but then we'll pick it back up. Again, not like taking 4 days to go across the ocean and 5 days to go across Africa. We won't have that. So we'll be using Whisper. We'll be using the sushi balloon, and we're hoping to really stay up a long time. And it's been quite a learning experience and a lot of fun with this first balloon. Now, the first balloon could stay up, although these party balloons typically only stay up for about 21 days. We're hitting about 15 days now, but they have been known to stay up 2 months and 3 months. So it'll be interesting to see. Even the party balloon, it could circle the Earth again if it's still up. So just wanted to give you an update on our balloon launches and what's coming up. And also want to remind you, we'll be doing the Dayton Hamvention there in Xenia, Ohio, the middle of May. That's the yearly Dayton Hamvention. We'll have probably 29,000 hams join us there. We'll be broadcasting. We're going to call it our ultimate live Hamvention marathon. We'll be broadcasting 50 hours of a webcast to let you guys see what's going on. And that'll be our 10-hour drive up, our 10-hour drive back, setup day. A lot of people come by on setup day. They can get in front of the camera. You'll get to meet people. And then, of course, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday is the regular show days. And we're going to be giving away thousands of dollars in prizes to viewers who tune into our show. On our drive up and back, we'll be running HF using the new EMFJ RigPi remote station server that we've been beta testing. So we'll have HF. We'll also be running the little new IP radio. That's the radio, no antenna connections, but it goes to the internet, and it basically does D-Star, DMR, and let's see, D-Star, DMR, and Fusion. Yeah, I couldn't think of the other one, Fusion. So we'll have all this going on, plus a live stream, driving up on the Wednesday and driving back on a Monday. I'll say 73 to everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in, and we really appreciate you guys listening to us here. Send us an email to tom@w5kub.com. We'll try to read it on the show one night. Give us your thoughts, your comments, your questions. tom@w5kub.com. And we really appreciate you listening. And 73, and we'll see you later.